Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
I was talking to the group this morning. I was saying something that, and I said, if you went to a pulmonary doctor, who is a lung doctor, I guess you would, you went to that doctor and he's there behind his desk every 3 seconds, he's coughing. How would you feel about that? Ooh, maybe it's time to get a second opinion. Yeah. Or you go into you go to see a dietitian. All right. And this dietitian is 350 pounds overweight. You go, "Whoa, okay. Oh man. Can I tell you something, folks? People out there are depending, they don't know it. Listen, they don't know it, but they're depending on us to be who we are in Christ, men and women of God on the earth. And I believe God is saying this morning, He's saying, hey, I want my people whole and healed because I paid for it so that the world might see and know. Hallelujah, that there's a God in heaven and He cares about people. He cares about somebody across the street that's hurting from a broken leg. Do you know that? How many know that? And He's called us. He says, lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Is that cool? Hallelujah. Got a little bit of a ways to go in the sermon this morning, but let me just tell you the name of the sermon. Do you guys see the sermon name on your... What is that? The name of the sermon is The Prescription. Take only as directed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many, when you're taking pills, do you guys look at, how many of you look at the bottle to make sure you got it right? One pill every 3 hours with water after meals only. Is that right? Hallelujah. Well, God's got some words for us this morning along that line. Is that right? The prescription. Take only as directed. Look at your neighbor next to you and say, take only as directed. Say, look at the one on the other side and say, take only as directed. Don't fudge. How many, when you start feeling better, you quit taking your pills? Anybody do that? Then it messes you up. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. How many are tired of buying pills? Anybody tired of buying pills? I think God is answering some things for us. And I believe our message today is about along those lines. I'm going to take you in the parable of the sower. And basically more, I think what he's been talking about is a parable of hearing. Is that okay? How well do you hear what God is saying to you? And how well do you hold to what he's saying? Oh, because it's important to you. Just as we read on the board, according to the word that you have. Because, man, I want every one of you, Pastor John, Pastor Pat, we want every one of you absolutely healed. No infirmity coming on you at all, anymore, at any time. Hallelujah. No more diabetes. Eradicated from the house of worship. Amen? From God's house. No more cancer. No more any of these things because Jesus took stripes on his back. The Bible says that by his stripes we are healed. It is an absolute fact that all the universe knows about. The whole universe knows it. Do you know that? Isn't that crazy? Somebody asked me, do you know if there's any aliens? I don't know. Doesn't say anything about aliens in the Bible, though. Well, it says that we are aliens. Is that right? That's us. And we operate in a kingdom. We operate in a place that God has provided for us. So it's important that we listen to what he's saying. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So if you would go to Mark chapter 4. Hallelujah. Take as directed. Go to Mark chapter 4. There you go. Glory to God. Starting at verse 1 Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. God, I sense your desire to speak to your people this morning, Father. Incredibly loving desire, Lord, to have your people know just how much you care for them, Lord. And Lord, even though we've read these scriptures over and over again, some of us can probably recite them, Lord. And Lord, we're looking for fresh bread, fresh things from your ovens, Lord. We thank you for it this morning. Give us something good to eat. Do you agree? Say amen in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 4, verse 1 says, "And he began to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass that as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of the earth. And when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and it did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said to them, He that has ear to hear, let him hear." Pretty cool. I like the way he starts this. First thing he says is, listen. Isn't that right? Listen. And then he ends it, but he that has ears to hear, let him hear. How many like to hear what God has to say? Is that right? And he's given us a parable about how the word of God can go out and it can be lost. Is that right? Tells us, hey, you know, the sun rose up and it got scorched and birds took it. Thorns, it got stuffed between thorns. He says, but some of it fell on good ground. Is that right? How many of you like to think that you're good ground? Come on, man. Two, three, four, five, six. Good ground. How many of you want a return of 30-fold? Do you want more than that?
Yes.
Come on, man. How about 60-fold? Are you happy with 60?
No.
Come on. God, you're going to give me a return. I mean, let's go 100-fold, God. Hallelujah. And whatever it is. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Woo, come on. Can I tell you right now, God wants to give you 100-fold every time. Is that okay? Is that cool? Hallelujah. But the determination is not on him. Guess who it is on? It's on you. It's on me. We teach in this church that we are independently dependent on God. You see, just like I said, right, we can talk to you till we're blue in the face. All pastors, our pastors' wives, can we can talk and talk and talk. We can give you scripture. But if you will not take the word of God and hold to it and don't let it get lost, it's not up to us. It's up to you. It's up to you to receive it and to hold on to it. Speak it to yourself. It's cool. Is that cool? Hallelujah. Taking the responsibility off of us. Aren't that, am I, John? We're taking the responsibility. Praise God, isn't it? That's good, huh? Let them do the work. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. Hey. Isn't that right? Where's Pat? Yeah. Come on, Pastor Pat. God wants to teach you and train you in these things. Is that all right? Because it's his desire that we touch the lost. It really is. And this is a way to touch them. How many of you know these doors, we wouldn't be able to handle the people. If there are people, everybody who's going out of here is healed and telling everybody in the street, can I tell you what that would do to the city? Come on. When they heard Jesus, Jesus is in town. Come on, go grab your uncle. Go grab your sister, the ugly one. I'm just kidding. Oh, man. My wife tells me, why do you say stuff like that? Come on. Hallelujah. Can you imagine what it does to a city when there is a place other than the hospital and the doctor's office where people are going and they're getting healed in the name of Jesus? Can you imagine that? God can do far more than we can imagine. How many know that? How many know that's nothing for him? He showed it when Jesus walked on the planet. They came all over just so that he could touch. And the Bible says this. I like it when it says, and he healed them all. Come on, man. What are we waiting for? I don't know. It's cool. I keep going. Hallelujah. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked him of the parable. I just want to point out something in that verse. When he was alone. Can I tell you how important it is for you to get alone with God? Get alone with him. Spend some time with him. Because I'm a being that he paid for you and bought for you. He purchased your audience. Do you know? He purchased for you to be able to come up to him and begin to talk to him and him to talk back to you. He bought it by the blood of his son. He bought it for you. So he says, you know, when he was alone, they came and they asked him, I mean, take some time. When you're by yourself, find a place when you're alone. And step in there. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen, Pastor Aaron. That's good. I like that. Praise God. Verse 11 says, and he said to them, unto you, it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. That seeing they may see and not perceive, hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said to them, know ye not this parable, and how will ye know all parables? Verse 14 says, a sower sows what? The what? It's the word. The whole thing is about the word, isn't that right? This whole parable is about God's word. Another place it says, the seed is the word. Can I tell you the word of God is seed to you? Do you know? Do you know that? It's seed. It comes to you as seed. Ha ha ha. So it makes you good ground if you let it grow. Is that good? Think about it. The word of God is the seed. Think about it. Verse 15 says, and these are they by the wayside, where the word was sown, but when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. How many of you ever seen somebody like that? You ever said something to somebody, and immediately they blew it off? Oh, yeah, man, you know what? You Christians. You bunch of Christians. And they blow you off. The enemy comes immediately to take that word out of them. You know, there's some folks, man, you can say, hey, let me pray for you. And I said, no, don't touch me. Get away. You ever had somebody do that? I had a brother I was talking on the phone. He could barely talk. And I said, hey, bro, let me pray for you real quick. No, it's okay, man. Click. Okay. All right. It's just a prayer. Amen? But it could be the most powerful thing you ever experienced. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. As in these likewise are they which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. Hallelujah. That's a good word, Pastor. And they have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time, and afterward when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Isn't that something? Why does that affliction and that persecution arise, does it say? Jesus was saying. Because of the word. Because of the word. Because the enemy does not want you hearing anything about the word of God. He don't want you up reading the Bible early in the morning. And if you're up reading the Bible early in the morning, he's okay as long as you're not taking it serious. Can I tell you, we got to take the word of God serious? It's a serious thing. See, let me say, I've got to take the word of God serious. I really do. Do you know that? It's important for me to take it so serious. I lay my life on it. Is that okay? Because of you guys. Because of who God sends. That's crazy. Taking it serious. Taking the word of God serious. And these are they who are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the Corvettes and the houses. I'm sorry. And the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke that word, and it becomes what? Everybody say it. Unfruitful. Why? The word of God got choked. Is that right? All right. And the next thing he says, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word. Hear it. receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. How many of you want 100-fold return? Come on, man. Verse 21 says this. Is a candle brought to be put... let me just say this to you. Can I tell you that the seed will produce after its kind? Do you know that? Have you noticed that the Word of God says that every seed will produce after its kind? Is that okay? That's why when you plant a watermelon, you don't get a lemon tree out of it. Is that right? That seed is going to produce a watermelon. Is that right? A lemon seed will produce a lemon. It will produce after its kind. And just this morning, we are talking a little bit about health. Is that right? We're talking about health. See, the Word of God is full of good things. God's got a way to cause a cash flow into your life. Do you know that? He really does. But you got to find His Word about it. You got to look for it. You got to see what God has to say about it. He's got a way of blessing your children and your grandchildren in everywhere they go. You know, because you can't be with them walking around with a shotgun everywhere they go. Is that right? Hey, stay away from my kid. You can't do that. God's got a way of watching over them, protecting them, keeping them from harm, keeping them from making bad decisions. How many know we all make bad decisions once in a while? Is that okay? It's okay. God will get you out of it. He'll help you. Huh. But the seed always produces after its own kind. So if you're needing health, which we're talking about this morning, we're looking for health, go after the seed that looks like health to you. Is that okay? It might be anywhere in the Bible. God might just give you something different than what everybody else can take. By His stripes, He's been healed. I am the God that healeth thee. Praise God. Those are good scriptures. They really are. But God is trying to talk to you personally about what's going on in your life, and He wants to pour that into you so that you've got something very, very strong to hold on to. And that seed will produce after its kind. That's why it's so important to look in the Word of God. Oh. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, John. I'm going to buy you a coffee for that one. Praise God. Amen? Anybody with me? No, just kidding. Hallelujah. Verse 21, he says, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be on a candlestick? And verse 22 says this, for there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. And then verse 23, he says again, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus is speaking spiritual things. And first I used to think that, you know, anything that is secret is going to come abroad. And so I was saying, if I did something wrong, God's going to expose it, man. Is that right? How many know what I'm talking about? He's not talking about that at all. He's talking about the Word of God. Because earlier he said, unto you has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. God wants you to know the mysteries. He wants you to know those things. And he says, and there's nothing that's hid that won't be revealed if you look for it. Is that okay? Are you getting it? Watch this. Verse 24, the Lord says this, take heed what you hear and with what measure you meet it. And what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. Do you hear that? How many of you want more in your life? We know we're up here, give us more, give us more, give us more. Do you know how you get more? By listening. That parable that he was going through was about listening. Listen to me. I like that. To me, she's not here. I like there's a little thing about a little boy telling his mama, listen, Linda, stop, Linda, listen, Linda. How many have seen that? Oh, man, I love it, man. But Linda, listen. And you know, sometimes I would say, God would be saying, just listen to me. Listen to what I'm telling you. Go to my word. and find something and allow me to speak to you. God wants to speak to you. Glory to God. Listen. I love it, man. Poor Linda. Take heed what you hear and what measure you meet it. Can I tell you this morning that you got to be careful what you're listening to? Is that okay? Is that all right? Take heed. Be careful what you're listening to. And I'm going to skip down to verse 33. Because Jesus is talking about parables about the word of God and the kingdom of God. But in verse 33, he says that with many such parables spoke he the word to them as they were able to hear it. Verse 34 says, but without a parable spoke he not unto them. And when they were alone, there's that word again, being alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. You see, he will expound things to you. Anything you hear from this pulpit or any pulpit, wherever you're at, everything should be checked by you. You go home and you listen and you say, Lord, was that right or was that wrong? Am I hearing correctly, Lord? And he will expound to you on these things. It shows what he's saying. He does that. That's what he does. He likes to bring more, talk to you. How many of you found something once in the scriptures, and all of a sudden he starts adding other scriptures and turns in this beautiful flower or a beautiful picture that you've never seen before? Oh, it's so cool, man. Because he wants to speak these things to you. Hallelujah. Verse 35. Do you see that where it says, and the same day? Everybody say the same day. I think, and then Jesus says, okay, you heard what I said? I'm going to take you on a field trip. Amen? How do you like field trips? Yeah, come on, let's go. And he said, and the same day when the evening was come, he said to them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. What do you think of that? Hey, remember, these guys are fishermen. Is that right? A lot of them are fishermen, seasoned fishermen. They knew what they were doing with sails and oars and boats. And they woke him and say to him, Master, carest thou not, King James, don't you love it? Yeah. I do, I really do. Carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Is that what he said? How is it you got no faith? But Lord, faith in what? All we see is a storm. Faith in what? What are you talking about, Lord? You're asleep in the back of the boat? You don't care? Remember those other little ships with them, remember? There was not just that one. There was a bunch of them out there. And he tells them, why are you? You got no faith. He said, faith in what? In the word that I spoke to you, let us go to the other side. See, Jesus told them something. He already told them where they were going. Is that right? You know what they should have done? Laid down and gone to sleep. Like some of you in this place. I see you. We're almost done. Don't sleep on me. We'll do what they do. All right, everybody stand up, turn a circle, and go back down. Hallelujah. Oh, Pastor Henry, your voice is so monotone that it puts me to sleep. Hallelujah. It's okay. You need to sleep, go to sleep. Where's my wife? She's probably in the back going to sleep. Praise God. Can you see Jesus? They wake him up. Don't you care we're perishing? What? Gets up. Peace. Be still. Calms down. He says, I'm going back to bed. Thank you, guys. Lays down, goes back. He tells them, hey, why? Where's your faith? See, he had just got through telling them, be careful with what you hear. Is that right? Be careful with what you hear. See, when God told me, he said, you're going to pastor this church, I go, what? Me? Are you kidding me? Be careful with what you hear. Hallelujah. I think Jesus liked taking those guys on field trips. Is that right? It's kind of cool, man. Hallelujah. I want to talk about what you're hearing and the Word of God and how you're hearing. There's a scripture in Luke chapter 8, verse 18, says this. I think. We get jammed up, yeah. Jesus told them in Mark 4, he says, be careful what you hear. And here Jesus in Luke says, take heed therefore how you hear. Is there a difference, what you hear and how you hear? Is that right? Is there a difference? There is a difference. There is a big difference in what you hear and how you hear. God wants you to hear correctly. Is that right? So he says, be careful. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever has, to him shall be given. And whosoever has not, from him shall be taken even that which is given. So there's a good possibility if you're not hearing correctly, or if you're not listening to it correctly, it can be taken away from you. Whatever it is, if a promise of healing, if you're not listening to it correctly, or you're allowing somebody else to filter in and bring things to you, oh my goodness, you could lose that, what he's trying to say to you. Do you hear me? It could come back. He can pull it away. Be careful how you, so it's important that we are careful what we're hearing and how we're hearing it. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to read you the scripture. It's 3 John verse 2 says this. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health. Is that right? Is that what the Word of God says? I wish above all things you might prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Do you see that? Can I say to you that there might be a connection between how you hear and your soul is built up to the way you prosper and you're being in health? Is that all right? Can I tell you that this morning? Take it down, write it down, because I'm going to tell you, it's a real connection that how you hear and how you take it into yourself will cause you to walk not only in health, but also be very prosperous in this earth. Is that okay? That's a good word for you, bro. Sister, it's a good word. But notice, I wish above all things that you would prosper. And you'd be in health as your soul prospers. Notice, how do we get things from God? The Word of God says this, Romans 10:17 says this. Faith comes by hearing, and what? Hearing the Word of God. You get faith by hearing and hearing the Word of God. Earlier when Jesus said, hey, it's been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but to them that are without, it's not been given. Why? Because you know what? Can I tell you, you probably didn't get saved on the first time you heard about the gospel of Jesus Christ, did you? Because it does take hearing and then hearing and then hearing. And then God brought you a beautiful gift of called salvation because you heard and you heard and you heard and you begin to understand, hey, he died for me. He died for that thing. Whatever it was. So sometimes somebody might say to me, well, I don't have anything to stand. My soul, how's my soul going to prosper? Because I really don't. See, the good news is that hearing his word, going to his word, hearing it, it's going to bring things. It's going to build you up. It's going to strengthen you. It's pretty cool. Glory to God. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Here's the prescription. Take as directed. No benefit unless taken as prescribed is what I put down. Why I put that down? I'm going to go to that. Can I get you to go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 23? Well, while we're going there, but I want you to Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 23. one of the things that I was reminded while I was studying this is that, do you remember that man that was laying by the side of the pool, that every once in a while the Bible says the angel would go down and would stir the waters? Do you guys remember that? And Jesus noticed he'd been there a long time, and Jesus noticed him, and Jesus went and asked him. He goes, "Hey, man, what's going on, man? How come you're not?" He knew he had been there a long time. He said, "What's going on, man?" He goes, "Well, when the waters get stirred, I can't get up to get in there, and somebody steps down in front of me and gets that blessing, and they get healed, and I don't. And I've just been here. I'm as close to the water as I think I can get without waiting for that stirring, waiting. And Jesus tells him, "Pick up your bed and go home." Is that right? Can I tell you, the waters were there. The water was talking to him. Oh, man. All right, sorry. He got up and he walked away. And the Pharisees grabbed him. "What are you doing? You're carrying your bed. You can't do that on the Sabbath." "Hey, well, the guy that healed me told me to carry my bed." And somewhere Jesus had made him. The Bible says that Jesus found him later and said these words to him. "Sin no more." Remember? It said, "Sin no more, lest the worst thing comes on you." And I thought about that, and there's two things to think about there. Number one is, when Jesus told him that, Jesus wasn't crazy. He told him, "Don't sin anymore." A lot of times people will tell you, we've been taught in churches, we really have. We've been taught in places that you cannot live a life without sin. And I'm telling you, the Word of God says you can't. Even Jesus told that guy, "Sin no more." Why would he tell him something like that if he knew it was an impossibility to him? He wouldn't say anything like that. Jesus was just giving him some information. So number one thing, I believe, you can look at it in the Word of God, but I believe that you can live a sinless life in this world. Praise God. Yeah. No amens on that, but I'll tell you, I believe it. Hallelujah. The other thing is, there must be something that the person has to do to maintain what he's been given. Is that right? There is. Folks, we live by faith. We walk by faith. And God wants us to maintain what he's given us. Do you hear me? He desires for you to have everything that he's given you and walk with it and hold to it and carry it with you. Fact of the matter is, sometimes we let go of some stuff. How many ever let go of anything? I've had stuff that I had before and I'd let go of it, and then later on I found and I picked it up again. I said, "I ain't letting go of you no more," because the blessings of God comes through his word. Do you know that? Hallelujah. So there is something that we have to do. Well, salvation is not by works. We're talking about faith. We're talking about believing God in what he says as the creator of the universe, as the one that has given all things to us for his purpose. Is that okay? Proverbs chapter 4. Oh, I'm going to go with my Bible. Hallelujah. Anybody asleep yet? How many are sleeping? Proverbs chapter 4. Hallelujah. I don't mean to put you to sleep, but hallelujah. I believe God's word is so good. Yeah, hallelujah. Surrounding verse 20, the Bible says, "My son, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings." Is that right? "Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them, and what? Health to what much of their flesh?" How much? All their flesh. What does that mean? From the top of your beanie to the bottom of your feetsies. Is that right? All your flesh. From the top to the bottom. What is it that causes that health? "My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh." What is? The word of God. Is that right? Yeah. It's talking about the word. It's almost saying exactly the same thing Jesus was talking about the parable of the sower, the parable of hearing, if you will. Life to all their flesh. And then verse 23 says this. I like this. It says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Is that right? Out of your heart. Out of what you've stored. Some of us store things we shouldn't be storing. Is that right? So out of it are the issues that damage you. Do you know that? Yeah. Can I tell you, we've been talking about flow. Pastor and his flow and his flow. Flow. I'm telling you, the word of God has a flow to it. When you get it in your heart and in your mind, it will flow into all your extremities. Your little fingers that tingle all the time. People, my fingers tingle all the time. I must have bad circulation. Well, what does the word of God say? The word of God is good for health in all your flesh, all of your flesh. He makes no exceptions. Do you know that? The blood of Christ has done it all. I don't care what kind of sickness or disease it is. And can I tell you something? There's an enemy out there that does not like to hear me saying these kind of things to you, because he knows that you begin to push back with the word of God. He knows that little headache that bothers you every Sunday morning, try to keep you out of church, ain't going to happen no more. I believe this is a prescription to walking in health. Let's look at verse 20. It says this. The Bible says, my son, attend to my words. First thing right off, attend to my words. Attention. How many like attention? Yeah, you know, I've been telling my grandkids lately, because they like getting on our phones. My son, attend to my, I've been telling my grandkids, I said, look, I don't like you guys ignoring me. Do me a favor. Get off the phone. And you know what's been kind of nice? They've been getting off. Okay, done. I said, I want to talk to you. I want to play with you. I want to do something. Get off your phone, man. I said, you're ignoring me. You're ignoring me right now. Look, I'm sorry, Becca. I get on them kids. I love them. but you know what? What's been cool? You know, I like attention. They want my attention. Is that right? You want attention. Is that right? Can I tell you, God wants to give you attention. But he says, give me some attention. That's what he says. That's what he says. Attend to my word. You know, I used to like kind of studying with some nice gospel music in the background. Don't get me wrong. It's okay if that's the way you like it, it's cool, man. But I'm talking about me. But while I'm reading the word, see, I like music. I love music, as a matter of fact. I do. So while I'm reading the word, the next thing I'm going, wow, that's good. And I'll go turn it up. I'll go do something. Can I tell you, it's distracting me. And I have found that, you know what? I'm going to turn that off, because I want to give my full attention to God. I want to step into what he's trying to say to me, because it's important that what I hear, I can do. As pastors, John and Pat, we have to be ahead. We can't be coming up behind the flock. We got to be ahead. We got to lead. The word of God tells us to have a ready mind. And that ready mind means that we're to have a mind that looks far ahead. The word is protothumia. The word proto, you guys know the word. A prototype is like the first thing that's ever been made. Protothumia, a mind that's first, is what God is saying. I want you to have a ready mind, a mind that's first. So the pastors of any church, I don't care, not just this church, but any church, needs to be looking ahead for the sheep. Everybody say, bah. How many know you're a sheep? How many, did you know that? Can I tell you, a good shepherd, anytime. I mean, just forget people, but let's go down. A good shepherd will place his animals, his sheep, in a pen, and in a pasture, and they're eating in there. If he's a good shepherd, he's going to be looking for another place to feed them, because he knows they're going to eat that thing down. Is that right? A good shepherd has to be ahead, has to be looking ahead, looking for water, looking for what. That's why the pastor, that's why we're going to go into the word of God. We're going to go, God, give us a word, give us a word, give us a word. We have to have the word of God. God, we got to say what you're saying to the body of Christ. I don't want a social club. I want to build you guys up stronger than you've ever been before. I want you healthy. bunch of fat baby sheep. P-H-A-T, that doesn't mean. Hallelujah. My son, attend to my words. Be attentive. Your full attention. Take heed on how and what you hear. The key to Bible healing or promises is hearing. It really is. Faith comes by hearing. You got to get in the Word of God. You got to hear what He's saying to you. It comes by hearing. It will come. Hallelujah. It's His promise to you. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. The Bible says here, if you will diligently, what? What's that word hearken mean? It means to hear. If you will diligently hear, hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in His sight, and will give what? Oído. Is that right, Pastor John? Oído. If you give ear to His commandments and keep His statutes, I will put what? Look at this. I will put what? I will put what? None of what? The evil diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Can I tell you, God does make a difference with His kids? You being His child is a big difference with God. Believing Him is even more. It's a plus to you. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Glory to God. My son, attend to my words. Romans 10:17 again, once again says, so faith comes by hearing. 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 Spending your attention on God and not, you know, hey. Anybody's kids ever do homework in front of the TV? That doesn't work. Tell them no. Turn that thing off. Turn that cell phone off. Get up and put your attention in your homework. Get it done and then go do something else. Is that okay? Because attention is important. Second part of verse 20 says this. Incline. Incline. What? Incline your ear to my saying. This is a crazy thing. I mean, this is a prescription on getting the Word of God, on God being able to bless you. But the Word of God says here that you incline your ear. Does anybody know how to incline your ear? How do you incline your ear? In the natural, the only way that anybody can incline their ear is to bow. Is that right? The ears come down. Bowing. Can I tell you, the Word of God says that God resists the proud. But man, the humble man, come on, man. Can I tell you, sometimes we even tell God, no, that doesn't say that, God. He might say to you something, well, this, that, and the other, and you say, hey, don't say that. Hey, sometimes we just got to humble ourselves. Can I tell you something? Denominations will do certain things to us. Is that right? Certain churches will teach certain things. Can I tell you, it's time to bow down to what you see in the Word of God. No matter what you see, talk to Him about it. Well, God, I wasn't taught that. God, I was taught that Mary is the queen, whatever. And and the Word of God, when you see the Word of God, God begins to show you. And God says, I want you to bow down. Let your ear bow down. Bow down to what you're hearing. Is that okay? Come on, folks. I'm not talking about not only from the pulpit, but you go home and you check on things. But in your private time with God, God, what are you saying to me? What is it? You bow down. It says this in James chapter 1:21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. I mean, you know, naughtiness is, I mean, we mostly think of you naughty little kid, you. Get over here. Naughtiness. But you know how we know we can be naughty? We can be naughty too. God could tell us one thing and we go the other way. Is that right? But don't be naughty with God. Hallelujah. I don't know why I said that. Anyway. And receive with meekness that the engrafted word, which is able to do what? Save your soul. See, God is interested in your soul. You see, you're saved. But it takes the Word of God that comes into your soul to build you up and strengthen you. It really does. And it will, that Word that comes into your soul, it will take care of sickness and disease. It will bring money to your door. because if you need, is that right? It's the word of God. The seed follows after its kind. If you're looking, if you got a problem with finances, go in the word of God looking for finances. Go into God's word and see what he says about blessing you. It's crazy. Because the seed will produce after its kind. Hallelujah. Mm. Check this out. I'm almost done. I said that an hour ago, huh? Yeah, come on, man. Come on. Let's incline your ear to my sayings. Number three, this is verse 21. Let them not depart from your eyes. Is that right? Don't let my words depart from your eyes. You know, the Bible says in the Old Testament that the priests would put what they call frontlets on their foreheads and everything so that they couldn't see it, but anybody else around them could see that they had the symbols of God, the word of God, a scripture verse, whatever it was, on these frontlets that they used to put on. And can I tell you something? When God gives you a word, don't let it go. Keep it before your eyes. Write it down. Is that right? How many of you like writing things down? Write it down. When you get something from the word of God, write it down. Keep it before your eyes. Don't let it go. Let it, the more you look at it, the more it's going to get into you. The more it's going to stand in you. It's going to find a place within you, okay? Hallelujah. Don't let it go. Let them not depart from your eyes. It's a matter of focus. Focus on what God is doing for you. Focus on who he is and what he's saying to you. Focus on him and his word. Don't focus on infirmities. Don't focus on your lack of funds for anything. Don't focus on your kids out doing whatever. Focus on what his word says to you. Amen? Hallelujah. Allow him to say that to you. Speak those things in your life. Set your affections on things where? Above and not on things of this earth. James 1:25 says this. Whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, not being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Do you see that? Whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty, see, looking into the law of liberty is important to you. It really is. It really is. Continue to look. Continue to look. Set it before your eyes. Don't let it go. All right? Praise God. Glory to God. Proverbs 22:17-18. Want to look at this? This is number four, where it says, keep them in the midst of your heart. These are those scriptures. Keep them in the midst of your heart. I'm going to read these scriptures to you. It says, my son, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Is that right? Where is the midst of your heart? It's within you. Is that right? It's deep within you. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Proverbs 22, verses 17 and 18. I like this scripture right here because it really does describe to us why keeping them in the midst of your heart is so important. He says, bow down your ear, kind of like what we've been listening to. Hear the words of the wise. Apply your heart to my knowledge. It is a pleasant thing if you keep them within you, in your heart. The Bible says right here, it says, they shall be what? Fitted into your lips. You see, what you believe in your heart is what's going to come out of you. Do you know that? How many know that man, whatever a person says, is generally the way they think. Is that right? Do you know? I know that when people get drunk, they say all sorts of stuff. Is that right? And it's probably a release of what they're thinking anyway. Is that right? That's why people get so upset at people that are drinking. They get drunk. I'm sorry, not drinking. But these words that are within you, they will be fitted in your lips. It's what the Word of God says. They'll come out of your lips. They will. Standing out front of the building here, the Lord said, prophesy. I go, prophesy? I don't know what to say. All of a sudden, out of my spirit came out these things. Open up, O ye gates, O ye, open up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory will come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of And I, and man, all of a sudden, just things, it was because they were in my heart and they were fitted into my lips. And I began to speak them in the earth. Can I tell you that the power of God is speaking his word into the earth? Can I tell you that? It's kind of a cool thing. They will be fitted into your lips. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. I'm talking about health. We're still talking about health. You guys said, what are we talking about? Health. We're still talking about your health. Psalm 103, verses 1 says this, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals. How many of your diseases? How many? How many? All. All is all. Is that right? Who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Is that right? And then he says this, who satisfies your mouth, what? With good things. So that what? So that you're what? How many of you can look back and say, I was beast when I was young. How many of you look back and say, man, ladies, I was pretty when I was young. Is that right? Here's the word of God saying something to you. He says, these words, he says, he satisfies your mouth with good things so that you, can I tell you what you believe, what God has told you, when it begins to come out of your mouth, he wants that for you. He wants you speaking his word. Hallelujah. I'm going to put up Proverbs 4:22. They are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. I just gave you a prescription. Can you put up all five of those or four of those verses? It's actually two verses, but it's four little segments. I just gave you a prescription. Is that right? And what with prescriptions, what do? Take it only as directed. Is that right? Number one was, my son, attend to my words. Number two was, incline your ear to my sayings. Number three was, let them not depart from your eyes. And number four was, keep them in the midst of your heart. Hallelujah. That's good. Keep them in the midst of your heart. They will give you health. Is that right? Hallelujah. Put up 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 for a minute. I'm sorry. It's 1 Peter chapter 2. Can you find that real quick? I'm sorry. That's not the scripture I want. Pay no attention to the man behind the clown. 1 Peter chapter. As newborn babes, desire the what? Sincere milk of the word. Why? Why? You're going to grow by that. Desiring that sincere milk of the word. Jesus said, hey, listen to what you're hearing. Pay attention to what you're hearing. Jesus said, hey, that word is good for you. It will strengthen you. And he's talking about milk. How many of you guys like, anybody got milk? Anybody got any milk? Got any milk? The milk of the word will strengthen you and strengthen you and strengthen. You know, have you ever heard this? Milk does a body good. You ever heard that? Milk does a body good. There used to be a commercial like that. It was a milk commercial. You got milk? Remember that? Got milk? Watch this. Go back to those four what we see. I'm going to tell you something. You can only do this with a King James, okay? Number one says, my son, attend to my words. Number two says, incline your ear to my sayings. Number three says, let them not depart from thine eyes. And number four, let them keep them in the midst of your heart. Look at the first letter of every sentence. What does it spell? Milk. Ooh, come on. God is saying something to you. Get into his word. Would you stand? Hallelujah. Let's do that last song that we were doing. Hallelujah. Same one. Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray. Woo, come on. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, God is trying to strengthen his body. You are the body of Christ in the earth. You are messengers of the kingdom. You are the men and women of God that He has chosen to do a work at this time, in this place, in this city. Hallelujah. So I want to pray for you real quick before we leave, and we're going to sing a song. We'll go out. Father, I thank You for Your children, Lord. God, I'm asking You, Father, to sharpen our ears, Lord. Lord, let us hear You better than we've ever heard You before. Let us look for You, Father God, in the Word of God. Help us to find You, Lord. We thank You for it, Lord. God, I'm asking You to strengthen my brothers and my sisters, Lord. Lord, let the milk of Your Word so strengthen them, Lord, that they become who it is You have called them into the earth to be. The righteousness, the glory of the kingdom of heaven on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Let's sing this song together real quick and then we'll go.